You know, dealing with emotions is not an easy thing. That's why today's video about how to deal with emotional blocks is perfect timing for you. Something you may not know or realize is that when you have emotions in your past, they can become emotional blocks or walls into your future. You see, your mind is really smart. Anything that has hurt you in the past, the mind starts to protect you from that ever happening again. And so whatever you've had happen in your past that is still hurting you in some form or really, really caused a good old owie for you emotionally, the mind is going to project that forward to make sure it never happens again and literally can block you from progress. Because guess who hurts us the most? People. And what in this world can create the most success for us? People. Who's in our families? People. Who's at work? People. Guess who you live around? People. Wow. So imagine this. If you don't learn how to remove emotional blocks, these blocks could be blocking you from your very own family members, from your very own spouse, from your very own neighbors, extended family. And if you have a business and you're trying to build a clientele, your emotional blocks could be keeping clients from coming to you. So learning how to remove emotional blocks is a really big step of progress. You don't have to do this, but if you ever wonder why you have challenges with people and why you're not having new clients come to your business or use your products or services, it's because of your emotional blocks. So what I've got for you here is a process that you can go through that literally will help remove these emotional blocks. Now, it's a journaling process. Now, I've already took the liberty and wrote down all 8 questions of this journaling process. Now, I know you know how to read. I'm just going to take a brief moment and explain each one of these. First, I want to explain that this is a journal, which means it's a book or a binder, or it's a file on your computer that you're going to use this process each day until you feel that block come out of the way. So each day until the blocks move out of the way. The reason why the block is still sitting there is because you've not addressed it, you've not talked your way through it, and you haven't found literally the lessons learned from those emotional experiences. But really, if I've met plenty of people who have wall after wall after wall of emotional blocks, and it's literally holding them back from success in their life with relationships, with their finances, with their ideas, their goals. And so it's a good day for you to be able to start working on this. So a journal is a binder, a book, and on each page, you have 8 questions to ask and answer for yourself about whatever comes up in this journaling experience. Now, what I think is great is that these questions have already been written out for you here, and you write this question in your journal and then answer it. The first question is, what do you want? Now, that first question, it may take you a moment to get into the practice of literally wanting things. You can still be grateful and have a big heart of gratitude and still want something. Have you ever wanted to be loved or wanted to feel at peace or want your family to be together and be nice with each other? Have you ever wanted to have a calm feeling in your home? Now notice, none of these are selfish or, you know, make you feel like you're ungrateful or anything like that. But it's literally, this first question is, you pick something that you want. Second question, what do you think is in the way? What's in the way? And this is where you can say anything you want in your journal. What do you think is in the way? And then the next question is, who is in the way? Because that first picture I showed you about those emotional blocks, wherever there's an emotion that's not let go and it's not out of the way, there's an emotion and that emotion is connected to another person. So there's an emotion and a person that are creating that particular block inside of you. So as you journal about what is in the way, you'll find that there's different thoughts and feelings that you have, and then there's a person connected to that. And it could be anybody. It literally could be any type of person. Or it might be the same person every time you journal. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to happen for you, but you'll find that you'll recognize that there's people and experiences from your past that are literally in your mind that are in the way of your forward progress. Then number four is to express or write down what happened. What happened in that situation with that person that created it to be in the way that keeps you from getting what you want? So now you're writing down the story. And write down as many details as you can, because the more that you express, the more you'll let go. So the more that you express in answering these questions in your journal, the more you'll let go. Every emotional block has been built brick by brick by brick. And so every story that you write, every moment that you write, every detail you write is like you're disassembling those emotional walls so that they can't stop you anymore. Next question, how did you feel? Be honest with yourself. How did you feel in those moments? And what do you want to have happen now? Now you're actually, with this particular question, starting to take charge of your mind, and you're retraining your mind what to do with these past experiences. Because unless we take it to the next step of going, hey, what do you want to have happen now? Maybe now you want to, like, yeah, I just want us to forgive each other and move on and be a much more peaceful relationship. But at least now you're starting to make choices. This is a choice. This is a choice. And these are the things that are in the way in the past of the experiences you've had with people. Number seven, now it's time to forgive. And this is where you literally write in your journal about forgiving yourself and forgiving others. And number eight, this one's really, really critical. Number eight, every experience we have with people, there is some kind of lesson learned. And if we don't look for the lesson learned, then we get to repeat those experiences again with a different person. Life is here to teach us particular lessons. And every lesson helps us move forward. If we don't find the lesson, we have to repeat the training or the experience. And so something I've learned in my life to help me move forward with progress is to find my lesson learned. And so this journaling process will assist you in removing those emotional blocks. And if you've clicked on this video and you know you have an emotional block, you know exactly what we're talking about with this process. But what you didn't have was the journaling questions to walk yourself through. And as you do this each day, you're going to find yourself being more confident and sure of yourself as you begin to unravel what is built up inside of you that has put other people at a distance. And you're also going to help unravel what is built up inside of you that has caused you to feel so alone and really separate from other people. Because imagine, you put those walls around you, sooner or later you're going to feel like you're by yourself, because everybody else is on the other side of that wall. So if you use this journaling process, you're now taking charge. You're the one looking into what is going on the inside of you. And you do as much or as little as you want. But something has to be done. For things to change, I must change. And for things to improve, I have to be the one to improve. And so for your life to get better, it's time to take action. Follow these journaling questions. I'm sharing with you what I've done to be able to help me remove my emotional blocks. And I know for me, it works. So do the journaling process. It's going to make a big difference in your life. And of course, go teach somebody, because then you can pass the goodness along. Click subscribe and let's stay connected. You know this is great content, so let's stay connected.